You think you're the wony? You're not even the fart.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on
the fart.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well,
go ahead, say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh my, I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. He'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some events to look forward to. On Thursday, October 9th, join Film Club for their production of Frankenstein Goes Job Hunting, happening from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Friday, October 10th, join the SUNY Oneonta Counseling Health and Wellness Center for a Create Your Own Mental Health Button event. This will be happening from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by the ATMs. Also happening on Friday, join the Student Association for a showing of Friday Fright, Night of the Living Dead. This will be happening from 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Saturday, October 11th, join Club Odyssey for their karaoke night, happening from 7 to 10 p.m. in Muller Plaza. On Sunday, October 12th, join us for our Craft with WONY event. Come and make jewelry, guitar picks, buttons, decorate tote bags, and enjoy some free food. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the WONY station in Hunt Union. Hope to see you there. On Monday, October 13th, join Student Association for Chuck's Comedy Club. This will be happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront in Hunt Union. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, everyone, and be sure to keep it locked.
DJ Nosfer Mark 2. DJ Nosfer Mark 2. Hey, everyone. How you doing out there? Radio land, all over the world, all the things. It is Monday, October 13th. And it's Indigenous Peoples Day here in the United States of America, formerly known as something else we won't talk about. Okay, going on. I hope everybody had a great weekend. There was a lot of activity in my life. Yesterday we had an awesome SUNY Oneonta R&B show along with the SUNY Oneonta funk band at Foothills at 4 o'clock, and that was a great show. Actually, we had a pretty good turnout. All the musicians played great. It was really good to hear the ensembles up here rocking and rolling on a Sunday afternoon. It's a little rainy out today. We need it, though. We need it. The weather's starting to get a little cooler. People's heat have come on, and you know, it's almost getting time for that hot chocolate, and Halloween will be a couple weeks away. So what you dressing up as? Anything fun? The band I'm in, the Mopar Cams, we are doing a live playthrough to the movie of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's the 50th anniversary this year, and basically what's going on, we're doing this at Foothills on October 31st, Friday at 10 p.m., which in up in the loft. And basically what's going on is we're going to be playing the movie. Every time the music comes on, they're going to silence the audio, let the movie go, and our band, along with the a group of five singers, will be playing all the songs. It's pretty cool. We have a couple special guests with the band as well. Jonathan Dono is going to be playing some saxophone, which is awesome. And Paul Carter, Dr. Paul Carter is playing keys and synthesizers. So it's going to be a super fun time. If you're interested, you can get tickets at foothillspac.org. I believe the tickets are only $10, which is super cheap for something like this. It's awesome. But get them early because this will probably sell out. Anyways, I'll play some music here. Spin some albums for you. We got some AC/DC from Powerage. Riff Raff. Some Pink Floyd off of Animals, three different ones. That's a long one. It's a good one, though. I like Animals. That's my second favorite Pink Floyd album. First one, Metal. Love it. Yeah, Monday morning, 8:20 here. DJ Nos for Mark II, rocking and rolling on your Monday morning. Come be on my show. All you need to do is hit me up on my Instas. Social media accounts, what's in your pocket, send me a message. I'll put you on the list here, get you on the show. I've had a bunch of guests on the past few weeks and got a lot more coming up. Pretty excited about a lot of things happening in Oneonta recently. There's a mayoral race happening between Dan Butterman and Luisa Montanti. That's going to be an interesting thing. If you're a voter, you should definitely go check out October 28th. There'll be a debate at Foothills from 6 to 8 p.m. Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m. We can hear both these candidates talk about what they envision for the future of Oneonta. One thing that I always kind of think about, and I guess I'll say this here because it's a good platform to do it, is that, politicians are always getting pretty bad raps, and deservedly sometimes. But we have to remember that elected officials are elected officials. Their job is to speak for the people of the constituents in which they're elected to do so. And it's okay for them to have different personal opinions about things. They should be able to vote the way that the majority wants, not voting on their personal opinion. Now, a lot of times what happens is people vote somebody into office and then there's no communication between the elected official and the constituents. And what happens is they just let that official kind of go and vote the way they wish to. That is not a good way to be a politician, nor is that a good way to be a constituent. So it kind of works both ways. The politician should be constantly reaching out to the people it's representing, and the people who have elected the official should also be voicing their concerns to that official directly so that they know how to vote on particular things. People's platforms are important, of course, because that's why we would vote somebody saying, oh, we like the ideas of this person and so forth. But once again, you're not going to agree 100% with everybody on everything. So especially at the local level, it's best to be kind of transparent with everything and just kind of let it go. And also to be able to have good conversations without saying nasty things, always a crazy thing to me. With that being said, there's a big to-do kind of also going on in Oneonta about something called the RSS Project, which is going to be a low-income housing development in the proposed in the 6th Ward on River Street, kind of between, I guess you would say, Gilbert and where Duane, it's kind of in that area over there. There's a wooded area in that block there. And the RSS owns it, and they plan on opening this low-income housing unit that's also, I think half of the units are going to be used for people with some kind of mental disabilities as well. A lot of people, there's a lot of misinformation about this going on. So, and then also concerns from the people in the Sixth Ward. So I think a big important thing is to go down to RSS and actually ask them about everything so you can understand what's going on, what's being proposed, all of these kinds of things. They own the land and it's zoned properly. So from my understanding, it's really hard to tell them what to do or what they can do or what they cannot do. It'd be the same thing as if you own your property and all of a sudden people came in and said, we don't want that. We don't want that next to us. Now, you can surely do that, but at the same time, if I want to put a 17-foot skeleton in my front yard, I am allowed to do that, I believe. The neighbors could revolt, but we'll see what happens, everyone. Maybe I'll put some kind of amusement park ride in my backyard, and we'll see what happens to all my, we'll see what my neighbors say. Anyways, on Wednesday, the 15th, October 15th, from 4 to 6 p.m., there is an open house at the RSS. This is located at 9 River Street. It's kind of like in back of where Captain Cook's is like the building over there. Yeah, so if you're interested, you should go there. They're having an open house, so you can go there and ask all the questions you wish. I have some questions, and I'm going to go and ask them about particular things. My things are that I'm going to ask them are like, oh, hey, what does it look like tax-wise for, the residents? How much are you paying in taxes, as opposed to is it going to be us paying that? Is it you paying that? Is it a combination of both? What would it be if it was just plain old residential houses? These are interesting things. That's from a financial standpoint. Also, a lot of people had some kind of concerns on where's the main entrance going to be? Is this going to affect our utilities at all, plumbing, electric? How is it going to be dealt with in terms of buses? Are there going to be more bus routes? It'd be awesome if it does go up to have something like another convenience store or bodega around there for people to be able to walk and get more stuff. I think that'd be great in the Sixth Ward anyways. Some people are against it. Some aren't. And then, the big thing I think that a lot of people are bringing up is that, there's going to be severely mentally challenged people living in this, and they're scared from what I'm hearing. So what does RSS propose for that? Is there going to be somebody there all the time, 24/7, to help out with those kinds of things? These are good questions to ask. So I'm going to go on Wednesday and ask a bunch of questions and find out the answers, because it's the way to do it. I hear a lot of people like just to kind of blab online, but then they don't actually find out any factual information. They just say blah 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 blah. So it's a good idea. I also invite everybody to come on the show and talk to me about it. Please come talk, make it public. Anyways, tomorrow I have J.C. Farron Chase, who's a resident of the Sixth Ward, coming on the show just to talk about some RSS stuff and to learn who they are. And it'll be awesome to have a guest in the neighborhood. I love the Sixth Ward. I lived there for 2 years, 2011, 2012, on Luther, and then left that ward and moved over to the West Street area. And then came back in 2019 when I bought a house there on Miller Street, and I've been there for 6 years, and I love it. I absolutely love my neighborhood. I love the Sixth Ward. I think it's amazing, and I'm actually probably going to run as a council member in 2 years because I really do like it, and I really care about it, and I really want to see it thrive and stuff like that. I have some cool ideas that I thought would be awesome. My thoughts were like, to put up a footbridge, put the footbridge back over to connect the 6th and 5th wards. some people, once again, are against that. Some are for it. I see it's people walk over those train tracks anyway, so let's make it safe. Other things I had thought about were, let's do some more work with the park. Maybe we could get some tennis courts going on in there, or a nice basketball court. There are those things accessible to a degree. There's a lacrosse thing that's owned by somebody else, though, I believe. But it'd be nice to do a little bit more work in there so we could go down and have some sports courts down in there. I think so, at least. Also, talking about the road, I always find it kind of interesting. It's a 30-mile-an-hour road. People zip down there pretty quickly. You can park on River Street, which I always find interesting, because if you park on River Street and you're driving down River Street with a car parked on the same side as you're going, in order to pass that car, you have to go over the middle double line. And I never think that's a good idea on a road which is straight, in which you can go, you know, there's no speed bumps or anything. The speed limit is 30. Lots of people zip down there way over 40 miles an hour. And, you know, it's in a residential area. Now, a lot of times kids are not necessarily crossing River Street. I always told my son, like, you need to be very careful. Like, on the side streets, people are going slow. A lot of those are double wide and stuff like that. You can see far and few, you know. But the problem is, with a straightaway, people get kind of carried. There's only one traffic light. Well, there's one at the end, right, near Stewart's, and then there's one by the Boys and Girls Club in the school, which there needs to be, but there's no other lights, so people zip in between those areas relatively quickly, and I always find that it's bad to be able to park on those streets. I've mentioned this before, and some people were a little aggressive about, oh, you should be able to park on the street because of the businesses, but there's tons of side streets you can park on, and I don't see where you would actually need to park on the street at all. I don't understand for deliveries and stuff like that. There's always exceptions, but I don't know. Just trying to make it a little bit safer for everybody running around there. But once again, I love the Sixth Ward. So going on, talking a lot this morning, 8:31 Monday morning. We're going to listen to some Kris Kristofferson because he's awesome.
I have seen the morning burning golden on the mountain in the skies. Aching with the feeling of the freedom of an eagle when she flies. Turning on the world the way she smiled upon my soul as I lay dying. Healing as the colors in the sunshine and the shadows of her eyes. Waking in the morning to the feeling of her fingers on my skin. Wiping out the traces of the people and the places that I've been. Teaching me that yesterday was something that I never thought of trying. Talking of tomorrow and the money, love, time we had to spend. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again. Coming close together with a feeling that I've never known before in my time. She ain't ashamed to be a woman nor afraid to be a friend. I don't know the answer to the easy way she opened every door in my my mind. But dreaming was as easy as believing it was never gonna end. And loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again.
Some Bach for Gavin. You can turn off the radio now, Gavin. going to play all the Bach organ works on my show. There are 217 of them that we know that are recorded. 217? 317? I don't know. That's hundreds. I think it's 217. That was number, I don't know how many I've done thus far. I think it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the eighth one. There's a lot left. There's only 209 left. That's for Gavin, who says he listens to my radio show, and now the bot comes on, he turns it off. Well, poo-poo on you, Gav. Hopefully you didn't turn it off, because I know a band that you might like next. I'm going to play some New York Dolls here in a second. You're going to miss that. Anyways, here we go. Subway Train. New York Dolls. Happy Monday morning, everyone.
Yeah.
Cool Jerk by the Go-Go's off of their second album, Vacation. Super, super cool song. Cool Jerk. I hope everybody's having a great day. A lot of people are on have the day off because it's a national holiday, Indigenous Peoples Day, which is awesome. Good that we are recognizing them. And as they actually were here way before most of us, before all of us, actually, right? With that being said, I'm going to play one more song for you, and I find this is somewhat of a fitting end to the day. Joni Mitchell befriended my favorite jazz composer, Charles Mingus, and through their friendship and understanding, which I would love to be in a room sitting there listening to them. Mingus was such a hothead. And it would just be interesting. I think it just kind of it would be a beautiful friendship to observe and hear them talk. I think it would just be a mystical in a way. She recorded an album called Mingus with in a fantastic lineup. It's pretty crazy who's on this album. Eddie Gomez, Phil Woods, Jerry Mulligan, Danny Richmond, Tony Williams, John McLaughlin, Jan Hammer, Stanley Clark. This is crazy. It is absolutely crazy. This album came out in 1970. It looks like 79. I'm getting some dates here. 79, yes. Some of the tracks were done in 78 and 79. But it is super awesome. In his dedicated memory of Charles Mingus, and gonna play her version of probably one of the well known ones. This probably the most well known Mingus tune, even though he had hundreds. Goodbye, Pork Pie Hat, and I'm gonna leave you with this today. I hope everybody has a great holiday. I'll see you tomorrow. We have a special guest on here at 8 in the morning. So I'm looking forward to talking with J.C. Farron Chase about all things Sixth Ward and just, I don't know, kind of life in general. This will be my first really big time kind of hanging out with J.C. for an hour. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope you tune in tomorrow. And here's a Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, Joni Mitchell. Have a wonderful Monday holiday. And remember, be kind to everyone.
Love. sweet. Love is never easy street. Now we are black and white, embracing out in the lunatic New York night. It's very unlikely we'll be driven out of town or be hung in a tree. That's unlikely. Tonight dancing in the streets in the sticky middle of the night. Summer serenade of taxi horns and fun arcades, where right or wrong under neon every feeling goes on. For you and me the sidewalk is a history book and a circus. Dangerous clowns balancing dreadful and wonderful perceptions they have been handed day by day, generations on down.
double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived.
Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even